Impeachment Roundup. Some leaders in Narok County have opposed the public participation process on the impeachment motion of the Deputy President, Rigathi Gachagua, saying the members of the public were not allowed to air out their views. A renowned scholar and an environmentalist, Professor Maitame Oldapish, wondered why all the population, including the aged and the illiterate, were subjected to a written document, saying over 70% of the Narok residents cannot read or write. Professor Oldapish rubbished the impeachment counts labeled against the deputy president, saying they do not hold waters to subject a person of high-ranking caliber like a deputy president to impeachment. The professor instead challenged President Dr. William Ruto and his deputy to retreat and resolve all the underlying issues without any political influence so that the country can move forward. If the issue is resolved early enough, he said, it will save the country the political temperature that hinders smooth development. What I understand by public participation is where people give their views on a motion. Narok is a vast county and people came from far to participate in the motion only to be given a piece of paper to tick, he lamented. His sentiments were echoed by the Narok Mau Mau Original Trust Chairman, Daniel Kamau, who reiterated that the issue at hand is very sensitive and Kenyans should be given ample time to debate and give their views on the motion. The Narok County public participation was held at the Narok North Youth Empowerment Hall. Among those who attended the forum were Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Loshiesha and Narok North Member of Parliament Agnes Pario. 6 out of 7 legislators in Narok County supported the motion. They include Ken Aramat, Narok East, Agnes Pario, Narok North, Gabriel Tongoyo, Narok West, Rebecca Tonke, Narok Women Representative, Kitalai Intutu, Narok South, Johanna Ngeno, Amurua Dikir. Only Julius Sinkuli of Kolgoris constituency declined to support the motion.